As marijuana businesses get closer to opening their doors, there's a cluster of industries seeing a surge in business. It's not the cannabis growers, producers, or retailers, though. Instead, it's support services helping new pot companies navigate complex regulations. As part of an ongoing series profiling one prospective cannabis business, Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes looks at why a local IT security firm could be key for prospective retailers.
Try to envision a wall here with a solid metal
door. Jane Stinson walks me through the large, empty room where she plans to open a pot shop.
Now, this is where we will have all of our marijuana products, all of the cannabis products.
There's some office furniture in a corner and a sink left over from when this 2,000-square-foot building was a tattoo parlor. But besides that, the only hints of what this space might become are lines of blue tape on the floor, a provisional layout.
Imagine beautiful cabinets right here, and you will come in here to see maybe four or five bud tenders.
What's a bud tender?
A bud tender is an individual who knows everything about marijuana and have a lot of good information.
So it's almost like you guys have like a sommelier, but for weed.
Exactly.
For a room the size of a basketball court, the actual restricted area for holding cannabis is pretty small. The whole business is being designed around the security regulations adopted by the state's regulatory board. They determine everything from the size of signage to how many people are allowed in any one room at a time. Stinson's son and business partner Evan Leventon shows me the back room where they'll install two giant safes for storing products and large piles of money because they'll have to be a cash-only business. That's because of federal laws, not state ones. The overall security philosophy is sort of like a Russian doll, Leventon says, made of secure rooms within even more secure rooms.
Basically, the point of that is the response time. By the time they try to get into something in here, you know, the police will come and they won't be able to get in.
And this whole tour is partly for me, but it's also part of Enlighten Alaska checking over progress with their security consultant.
Thomas.
How's it going?
Good.
My name is Zach.
Excellent, man.
You guys met.
Thomas Craig works for Cardoza IT Solutions, handling on-site security, particularly technology. He's clean-cut, mild-mannered, and not exactly what comes to mind when you imagine the intersecting worlds of security and drug sales.
My shirt is from Nordstrom's.
Craig is extremely professional. He even carries a hard plastic briefcase with a special snap lock compartment just for business cards. He knows what he's doing, and that's in part because his company handles a lot of surveillance equipment, which is one of the biggest needs for new cannabis businesses because the regulations from the state are strict about stores monitoring every entrance, exit, point of sale, and restricted area 24/7.
That's the real big kicker for most of the cost is storing that data.
Enlighten Alaska is setting up 16 to 20 high-resolution cameras, and in keeping with the regs, everything they record has to be saved for 40 days. And because no Alaska companies have the infrastructure for inexpensive cloud data storage, it has to be archived on site. Like a lot of Craig's other clients, Enlighten is going above and beyond the regulations on the books because there's simply too much at stake if a system fails.
Let's say if you do have a hard drive failure, and you're going to be out of compliance, and so you're going to have to shut down your business for the time being. That's a problem.
Security is what's called a pick and shovel industry, because when there's a gold rush, it's the side businesses selling the essential tools like picks and shovels that do the best.
I would say about 80% of our business right now at this juncture is with the marijuana industry.
Craig doesn't expect that rush to last, though. Right now, it's the pioneer pot businesses working their way through the requirements, almost like the first pulse of salmon swimming upstream. But that'll trickle off. And while Craig's company will stay involved on the IT side, they don't provide safety components like guards, locks, or transportation. The other twist is that because cannabis is still illegal under federal laws, bigger security firms handling federal contracts or based out of state can't do business with companies like Enlighten Alaska. Craig, who grew up in Wasilla, thinks that's a benefit for the state's economy.
The way the regulations are set up, it is allowing Alaskans to do business in this arena. It's not going to be a huge industry up here, but it's going to be important to have that infrastructure within Alaska.
The consultations, the hardware, the security programs, they aren't inexpensive. Stinson says that in just the last 2 months, she and her partners have put about $25,000 into the business on top of what they'd already spent, much of it on security systems that haven't been installed yet. But she's willing to pay more now because she sees it as a long-term business strategy. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.